This is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Look, on the list of embarrassing things that can land you in the ER, this setting the bar story is probably up there. If you can manage to make it through the day without sniffing your own dirty socks so much it lands you in the hospital, you're doing okay.
What in the world?
Listen to this. So this guy, middle-aged, lives in central China, had a bad cough, went to the hospital. Tried everything. Cough syrup. Didn't help. Eyes were even bloodshot. I mean, he was in quite the state, right? Probably miserable. So they did some scans and found a mass in his lung.
Oh, gosh.
I know. Scary, right? Wasn't cancer, though, they said. So I guess he had a fungal infection that he got from sniffing his own dirty socks.
How in the world did they figure that out? Because I can't imagine that's the first guess for the root cause.
Yeah, they're like, do you sniff socks? Well, yes, I do. No, I mean, how they got there, I don't know. But they so he admitted he had gotten into the habit of smelling his socks after work right before he tossed them in the laundry. It was like his own thing. Like, he'd get home from work, take his socks off, give them
let's see how bad they smell.
Yeah.
And then toss them in the wash.
Well, yeah. So he kind of got like an athlete's, not athlete's foot, but almost got athlete's lung.
Oh my goodness.
Right. So they tested his socks and they're like, well, all right, well, let's test this theory. And they found the same fungus that he had in his lungs.
Oh, gosh. And then what's going on with the feet if we've got a fungus in the socks?
Right. Well, I mean, luckily,
and we're washing the socks.
So I'm assuming that the antifungal meds that he's taking now that he's going to be all right now probably help his feet, too.
Wow.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's...
Could you
That's
imagine
not a story you want anyone to know, let alone end up on a radio station in Louisville, Kentucky from China?
I mean, could you imagine going in and, you know, you're just kind of talking, you're like, Doc, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is, you know? I've got this cough. It's like, well, let's check you out. And it's like, all right, well, it looks like you've got a fungal infection in there. You know, what do you do? Well, I don't know. Nothing really. And then they're probably just a bunch of question and answers. And then it's like, well, I do sniff my socks.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, on the scale of things, there have been more embarrassing situations, reasons to go to the ER. But that's a unique one.
Well, and that's what I'd like to talk about now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any of, like, awkward, embarrassing reasons you've had to go to the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take some of your stories on the way.
Poor guy. Listen, if you're a sock sniffer right now, maybe that's who this is for. The community of people that have been sniffing their socks, dirty socks, before you wash them. Now you know there are some repercussions that could happen. So
yeah.
Maybe we stop today.
I know. I would never have thought.
I would never have thought either. But if this guy's doing it in China, he may not be the only one on planet Earth.
It's true. So think twice before you give a big old hefty sniff to your dirty socks before you wash them.
I'm just going to go ahead and assume they smell. Just assume if you've worn them all day, they're smelly.
All right.
And you should wash them.
So what embarrassing injury led you to the hospital? 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your calls coming up.